Your show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy, Ruth Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final Brad Gilmore Show of 2013. DJ Motai, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
And we have Peaches FaceTime audioing from Dallas, Texas right now. How you doing, Peaches?
I'm good.
Peaches, I'm ready for you to come back.
Man, shut up. I don't even want to talk to you right now.
Why do you want to talk to me?
We miss you, Peaches.
You're fake.
You're fake.
Brad was supposed to call me 3 weeks ago.
Hey, Brad has had a busy holiday season.
I don't even want to hear it.
Peaches sound like today's not her day.
Peaches.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm a little tired, but I'm fine.
Peaches is fine. Peaches, we look forward to having you back in the studio, though. And I look forward to being stared at awkwardly at La Tapatia. That's really what I miss the most. Is going to get chicken fajita tacos and being stared at awkwardly.
Oh. I'm sorry that you haven't been stared at awkwardly. We know how you like her attention.
Hey, whatever. Whatever, Peaches. Whatever. But hey, it's been a good 2013, aside from just crazy stuff happening in life. But, Motai, what do you look forward to in 2014, man? Really? You don't have an answer. God, you're so bad at this podcasting thing.
What did he do? Did he make a face?
He just looked at me.
Tyler, what are you doing?
Peaches, what do you look forward to in 2014?
I'm trying to conquer the world by myself.
Conquer the world by yourself.
I'm trying to conquer myself, rather. That's a better way to put it.
I guess a better me.
You want to be a better you, Tyler? What Peaches just said.
No, she didn't.
Whatever. All right.
Yes, I did.
We've had a great year in all the podcasting. We started in May with Killa Calione, and now we ended the year with Kyle Hubbard, a two-parter. And now I actually throughout the duration of this podcast, I'm going to just FaceTime audio some people and just talk to them and see how they're doing. I think that'd be cool.
Did you just come up with that?
I might have just come up with it, but guess what? The best ideas happen on the fly. Don't question me, Peaches. Don't question me.
How do you know everybody has an iPhone that you can FaceTime audio them?
Because everybody who's anybody has an iPhone. Whatever, Peaches. Whatever. But, Peaches, what do you look forward to? Don't cut my hair off. I'll cut your Brazilian hair off.
I thought it was Peruvian.
Peruvian.
Was it Peruvian?
Peruvian hair.
I have my hair. I took my weave out.
Oh, you took your weave out? Then I'll cut your actual hair off. All those, but say bye-bye to your baby hairs, biatch.
If you cut my hair, I will castrate you. You understand?
You'll castrate me. Good vocab word.
Yes.
Good vocab word. I appreciate your word choice. But, Peaches, when are we going to have you back in studio?
Sometime next month.
Sometime next month. So I look forward to it. DJ Motai, are you ready to play us your final Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix of 2013?
No.
Okay, we're about to play it anyway. So right now, we're going to go into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. Expect good things out of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand in the new year. New intro, new format, Peaches back in studio. It's going to be a great year. Peaches, I promise you, tomorrow morning, you're going to get a phone call from me. I'm not lying to you. Tomorrow morning, you're getting a phone call.
I'm divorcing you. I'm sending you papers this week.
Over the phone.
Don't give me those papers, girl.
Yep.
I don't believe in papers. Anyway.
I'm going to find me a new white boy.
Yeah, that's impossible. Anyway.
No, it's not.
DJ Motai, before Peaches pisses me off on this last day of 2013.
I don't care about pissing you off. I'm pissing you off. Don't make me. No, never mind.
All right, whatever. Bye, Peaches. Motai, play us the music. We'll see y'all in 2014.
Yeah.
Well, I got your chick out of my wheel. She rolling up while I'm driving. Got her hands all in my dick. She go head first, but she diving. I'm just riding around in my city with a big bag of that sticky. My big face is in a rubber band and a bad bitch with big titties. Got your chick out of my wheel. She rolling up while I'm driving. Got her hands all in my dick. She go head first, but she diving. I'm just riding around in my city with a big bag of that sticky. Big face is in a rubber band and a bad bitch with big titties. Okay, while I ride around and she roll it up, she give me hair while I drive and I hold the blunt. So the best part of me waking up ain't got shit to do with no Folgers cup. I pour my soda up and I take a sip. Paint wetter than a lake of shit and a hydro that I blow. Got my eyes lower than an Asian chick. I never save a bitch, I'm no Batman. I'm so sick of simps, I never trick the chicks. I just pimp a bitch with my backhand. I go get the chips until I'm filthy rich and niggas hating that I'm on top now. Praying and wishing that I drop down. But the only time you see me dropping is when I'm in the old school with that top down. I'm so dirty south and got a dirty mouth. Even MTV couldn't blur me out. I got a double XL and I'ma keep on spitting until nobody sleep on me like a dirty couch. Don't busy bitch, but the girls call me Don't Bigelow. You better get your home before I pick her up and make her roll the blunt and treat my belt buckle like a mistletoe.
Well, I got your chick out of my wheel. She rolling up while I'm driving. Got her hands all in my dick. She go head first, but she diving. I'm just riding around in my city with a big bag of that sticky. My big face is in a rubber band and a bad bitch with big titties. Got your chick out of my wheel. She rolling up while I'm driving. Got her hands all in my dick. She go head first, but she diving. I'm just riding around in my city with a big bag of that sticky. My big face is in a rubber band and a bad bitch with big titties.
These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Fuck a nigga, bitch, and make him wanna fight me.
Yes,
you calling her wifey, I'm calling her over to come do the nasty. She said then I fuck till I beat it up badly. She rub me with lotion, I'm not even ashy. I got your chick all in my wheel. She roll it, I light it, and pass it. She hit it, and put her hands on my dick. She a freak, but in public, she classy. She calling me daddy and ask me to come to the crib. I tell her you out of your mind. No time for me to be diving inside of that pussy. I'd rather be out on my grind. I'm a kill cop and no peel popping. Go grill, rockin' fifth wheel, dropping, blade steel chopping. In a jacket, nigga like Jill Potter. I'm heel potting. No hating that, and it's time that you act rapper state the facts that every time I get touch, I take it fade to black and fuck next week now, and we take it now. Bitch, the H is back and I'm
brighten up their world and they like hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shine like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. I'm like hell yeah, she like hell yeah. You like hell no, I'm like I don't care. We like hell yeah, you like hell yeah. They like hell yeah, hey, let's take it there.
I'm that kind of dude that'll kiss and tell, but I feel compelled to say it was good as hell. I had a pin tail on the donkey.
Them girls showed me that monkey. After I ate it up, you know we later fucked. Then talked all night till the sun came up. She had a good personality, never told me no fallacy. Said that her name was Valerie. Got that mackin' up out of me. I was spittin' like a speaker spell. Her home girl, well, she was fine too, and was quite swell. Her name was Chantel. Had her a man tell. And that man tell me shit, oh well. I'm aware, dude, that I had her in the nude. But if she was down for you, then she wouldn't be down to screw. Like a great tape, she was like the Great Lakes. Flipped her like a pancake, stirred her like a damn shake. Like an earthquake, shit was falling everywhere. Woke up with my underwear under there. I'm like Tony Blair, got niggas running scared. You like Huggy Bear, I got your girl like hell yeah. When we see them girls, they be like hell yeah. We brighten up the world and they like hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. When we see them girls, they be like hell yeah. We brighten up the world and they like hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. When we see them girls, they be like, hell yeah. We brighten up their world and they like, hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, she like, hell yeah. You like, hell no, I'm like, I don't care. We like, hell yeah, you like, hell yeah. They like, hell yeah, ayy, let's take it there. When we see them girls, they be like, hell yeah. We brighten up their world and they like, hell yeah. Yeah, it's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, she like, hell yeah. You like, hell no, I'm like, I don't care. We like, hell yeah, you like, hell yeah. They like, hell yeah.
Money is the motivator, but hey, you know that. And anyone that breeds trying to be where the dough at. And that's a go fact, yo. I ain't make the rules, I'm just trying to keep a couple dollars after paying dues. Matter of fact, homie, I just need a little bit. Slave every day, 9 to 5, just to get a cent. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't sick of it. The room around the cooler is they bout to cut our benefits. I think it's pretty obvious the cash rule. Money isn't everything, tell it to my past dudes. Man, only chase it cause I have to. Sick of living life off of cigarettes and fast food. I really wish that I could say fuck it, but I had to cut rolling blunts out the budget. Since I need something just to help me get by, I'ma pack a bowl with my load and I'll get high.
I just want the paper. I just want the paper. I just want the
money.
The paper.
My crew's all about paper.
Recently, everybody trying to get a piece of me. Like I ain't noticed when a snake put its teeth in me. I'm on the grind, all same way you need to be. A grown man with his hand out his thievery. And this finish is incentive. Anybody living trying to plot on how to get it. Now listen, I am not content with percentage. You kidding? You dumb motherfuckers better read between the digits. Yeah, homie, I'ma stay real with it. Every student's eye look at me like I'm a meal ticket. I just deal with it. It ain't nothing new. Money make them turn their back as they front on you. And I hustle too hard just to sit in class. I got dreams of getting past lower middle class. If you're feeling broke, go and turn your speakers up. This the anthem for anyone that need a buzz.
I don't wanna rape ya. I just want the paper, the paper. I just want the paper. I just want the
money.
The paper.
My crew's all about
paper.
All I do is fixate on ways that I can get cake. So I ain't arguing when I hear him call the kid fake. I would kill the art if it would get my shit straight. And I'm surprised, you surprised that I'm this vague. I mean, really though, at least I tell the truth. Even when the lies are easier to sell to you. If you really took the time to stop and listen, you could tell the contradiction isn't really contradicted. They're telling me that I forgot the mission. I'm pretty about to piss in, it's still about you pissing. Nah, you ain't following the logic. Basically, I'm saying empty smaller in my pockets. In the truth hurts, what I gotta tell it for. If I'm selling out, of course, I'll be selling short. I'm the type of dude that act while you in a gate. If time is money, I'll go broke if I sit and wait. Yeah, Kyle Hubbard. Space City Records representative.
The motherfuckers mad that
oh yeah. And I'm high.
Motherfuckers mad that I'm icy.
mad that I'm icy.
What's up, everybody? This is your man Brad Gilmore, a.k.a. Lord Trillmore, and I'm with my guy, the Duke of Debonair, Tay Mitch.
We want to invite you beautiful people out to the Debonair Lounge this Monday.
You'll be surrounded by positive vibes and hear the best live music in the city of Houston.
Just ask my man Kirko.
What it do, man? It's Kirko Vines. Every Monday, I need the whole city to come out. My partner, Tay Mitch, and my partner, Brad Trillmore, is going down to the Debonair Lounge, man. Y'all know what it do.
Debonair Lounge, 4212 Alameda Road, doors at 9 p.m.
Now, everybody, this is the final Brad Gilmore show of the year, and as I told you earlier, I decided to call a couple of people who are just personal friends of mine, friends in the business and friends outside of the business, and just see how their 2013 went and just kind of talk to them. And right now I have, via FaceTime audio, my good friend Stockzilla. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Trillmore?
How you doing, brother, man?
Man, I'm feeling all right, brother. You know, couldn't feel better. Blessed. How about yourself?
Man, I'm good, man. This is January the 30th. And this is the last Monday of the year of 2013, which was the birth of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand via podcast on iTunes.
On Demand.
Yeah, and I just thought, you know, I'm feeling good. How's your 2013 been?
Man, 2013 was awesome. I mean, me and you did a lot of grinding out in these streets.
We did work, yeah. What about anything else? Any personal successes that you made this year that you want to just talk about?
I mean, I didn't put out a project this year,
Let the people know you have a project on the horizon, correct?
I do, in the first quarter. That should be coming in the first quarter of 2014, that Ignorance.
Ignorance.
That Ignorance will be coming soon. And, 2013 just was good for shows. Got the show game on lock. It was pretty, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was real fun rocking with all the people who came out to all the shows and everything. That's incorporated behind the scenes and everything. It's awesome.
What do you think was your favorite show of 2013?
You know, it's either going to be a real tough run between my birthday at Warehouse Live.
Which was also the 20 Summers release show.
Exactly. The 20 Summers, that's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
And then it's either that or the Lil Debbie Luna Faye show.
Oh, Lil Debbie. Because
that was just like a party. Yeah. But so was the 20 Summers too, though. You know, so it was really hard to pick those, but I had a lot of fun at both of those.
Yeah, man. You got to open for Lil Debbie, which was, it was an experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, definitely a good look. For sure. I had a lot of fun with it.
So
shout out to Hector from Luna Face for that.
Oh, definitely.
Too.
Big shout out to Hector from Luna Face. Now tell me this, Stockzilla, if that is your real name.
Zilla, nigga.
Tell me this. What are your plans right now for 2014? Can you believe, first of all, it's 2014? Doesn't that just sound like a weird year?
It sounds like a year of change.
You think it's a year of change?
Definitely sounds like a year of change.
I thought that was 2008. I thought that was the year of change, the year of Obama. I thought that was the change year. We need a new slogan. We can't keep going back to this change stuff, Stocks. We need a new slogan.
Evolution.
Evolution. I like that one. 2014 is evolution. And what is going to be evolving in the life of Stocks?
It's going to be evolutionary. And everything is going to evolve. Stocks is just going to be just... I can't really give away the plan. You know that we can't give away the plan, the platform, but we're going to do what
we do. What do you expect by the end of 2014? This time next year, all right, I'm saying it right now, we're going to have this same exact moment this time next year. I'm going to call you the day before the last day of the year, and we're going to talk about what we did this year. But what do you want to talk about this time next year with me? What are we going to be saying?
I don't really want to put a cap on anything, but I'm definitely going to say, you know, I definitely want to be talking about our new Rolexes and watches and how we sold out shows all across the country, because, you know, yeah, that's the type of shit me and you talk about. We like sure to talk about that fancy shit. So, you know, like, next year I want to be like, you know, I want you to call me and be like, yo, I just bought the yacht.
I just got the yacht game. I just upgraded the yacht game.
So I don't know. Like, I don't want to put a cap on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just never know.
You do. You never really know. You never really know. But it's been a good year for both of us, and I'm hoping we're going to be talking about Yacht Game at the end of Yacht Game 2014. That's our new slogan. Not Evolution. Yacht Game 2014 is the new movement. Yeah, I hope we're talking about Yacht Game. Now, tonight, though, today's not only the last Brad Gilmore Show on demand of the year, it's also the last Debonair Lounge of the year, which 2011 will be performing. Hey. Now, will Stocks be in the building?
Stocks should be in the building. I should definitely be in the building. I might be getting a little debonair.
Oh, yeah? You're going to get in debonair? You're going to suit and tie it up?
Might debonair all the way from the boots to the hair. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, debonair down to the hair. That's actually our actual motto. That's our real life motto. We're both known for our hair. So that should be our real life motto. But if Stocks is in the building and 2011's performing, you know something might have to go down. But we don't want to give too much away today on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. This is the last show of the year. Expect big things in 2014 for Mr. Stockzilla and for the rest of the Otis fam.
Hey, man.
Let them know where they can follow you and find your music.
Everything is Stockzilla, O-T-O-S, Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook.
That's
which
Stock
I don't really use, but
Zilla,
Twitter.
Stockzilla, O-T-O-S, on everything, even Facebook. Go Google him. Any search engine, he'll come up. Expect some new music. Like you said, Ignorance in the first quarter of 2014. I'm sure you're going to be dropping some singles on them soon. I don't want to give too much away, but I'm sure you
We can definitely announce that, actually.
Well, use this platform right now. What is it?
Bitch Love It featuring Ray P coming in January.
Bet your bitch love it. With featuring Ray P coming January 2014 from Stocks.
Produced by Bro Dini.
Produced by Bro Dini, bro undersco.
Bro undersco.
Yes.
Cashmere jogging suits.
Yeah, what all that ratchet stuff y'all talk about. Taco stand shouting. But Stocks, I appreciate you FaceTime audioing with me on the last Brad Gilmore Show of the year. Now, fans, expect Stocks to have a full-length sit-down with your boy, Brad Gilmore, Peaches, and Motai whenever Ignorance comes out. But we will see you, Stocks, tonight at the Debonair Lounge with 2011, Ashley Imani, and Killa Calione tonight here at the Debonair Lounge. So, Stocks, I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Have a great 2014. I'll be there with you.
All right, man. See you at the top.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, here we are back on the last Brad Gilmore Show of the year. Right now, I have on the phone, he is one half of the Debonair Duo. He is the Duke of Debonair. His name is Tay Mitch. Tay Mitch, how you doing?
I'm doing great, dog. What's going down?
Nothing much, man. You know, it's the last Brad Gilmore Show of the year, and it happens to coincide with the last Debonair Lounge of the year. So I thought I should call the Duke and for the Duke to tell the people what to expect tonight at the Debonair Lounge.
Man, you got to expect a lot of debonairness.
Yes.
You got to expect a lot of Brad Gilmore and a lot of Tay Mitch and a lot of beautiful women and positive vibes on top of all of that.
And great live music, right?
Of course. What else?
Bro, how has your 2013 been?
Man, it's been progressive, man. It's been a great year. It's brought new innovative things that, you know, looking forward to 2014.
Yeah, bro. So tell me, what is Tay Mitch's plans here in 2K14? It's a new
2K14?
Year. 2K14. We don't call it 2014. It's 2K14. What do you expect to happen to you in 2K14?
I look forward to the brand getting bigger and bigger. I look forward to meeting new people and opening up new doors, man.
Who do you expect? Let me ask you this: We've together met a lot of pretty cool people in the last, you know, 6 months or so in 2013. Who do you want to meet in 2014?
Who do I want to meet in 2014?
Yeah.
Me personally, I look forward to meeting P. Diddy in 2014.
You want to meet Diddy? Now, I know you are like the new Diddy in a way. Right?
Go ahead.
So, you want
to... I wouldn't say the new Diddy. I'm just... I'm following some of Diddy's footsteps.
What is it about P. Diddy that you like so much?
He was fearless, man. He, you know... He did what he wanted to do without nobody, you know, without caring what everybody felt about.
Did you see the video I sent you last night?
I did, man. And you know, it's crazy. I actually had that idea, but We can't do that after the lounge. It has to get bigger than
I know.
The lounge.
P. Diddy, for people who want to know what we're talking about, P. Diddy and Mace did this whole dance performance at the American Music Awards, like in the 90s, and it was the most epic thing ever, and P. Diddy went so hard.
He can do that right now. He can do that right now, and it'll still be dope.
Yeah, P. Diddy went so hard. It was just insane. It was insanely hard. Pause.
You know, and that's crazy. That was like a year after, you know, Biggie's death and everything, and, you know, he still found it in and keep it going, keep the brand going.
Yeah, man, I guess that just kind of speaks to how, you know, how hard he worked and, like, how strong his will was. You know, he had, like, an iron will to continue with the Bad Boy brand, much like many people can say you have with the Debonair brand. So tell people what not only to expect from Tay Mitch, but what can they expect from the Debonair brand in 2014?
You can expect great music. A lot of great music you can expect. We do have some clothing that we're going to get into. Not your typical clothing brand, but we got some things we're going to tap into. Get familiar with 2011. Also get familiar with Prince Cannon. Man, just get familiar with the brand itself.
Get down with the brand. Tay Mitch, that's all I could really ask of you to do. Debonair Lounge is tonight. You will see 2011, my band, 2011, perform tonight, along with Ashley Imani and Killa Calione, all tonight.
Run it.
At the Debonair Lounge. Run it. Hennessy Black is in the building again. We're going to be just giving people Hennessy. You can go get the Duke. You can go get the Champ. And we're going to just be pouring up all night.
Hey, remember, never stop, never settle.
Never stop, never settle. And if it makes her smile, do it more often.
My man, Lord Gilmore.
Lord Trillmore, the Duke of Debonair on the phone. You can see us tonight at the Debonair Lounge, Cafe 4212. It's the last Debonair Lounge of the year, and this is the last BG show of the year, so I had to call Tay Mitch. I appreciate you, brother, man.
Much love, bro.
All right, man, I'll see you later tonight.
My man.
Peace.
Now, normally here on the Brad Gilmore Show, we have these long, hours, hour-plus interviews with our guests. But, you know, today, like I said, it's the last Brad Gilmore Show of 2013. This is going live on January the 30th, and then we have the 31st, obviously, and then boom, New Year 2014. Now, I just want to personally thank everybody who's downloaded the Brad Gilmore Show, everybody who's gone to iTunes and listened, everyone's that gone to bradgilmore.podbean.com to listen. We've had thousands upon thousands of listens, and this is a new medium for us. You know, me, Peaches, and Motai came from online radio, which you've probably heard us talk about a few times before, and 2013's been a crazy year, man, and I really have ups and downs, obviously, like any year. But for overall, you know, I'm a glass half full guy, and I appreciate, you know, everything that's happened this year. My band 2011, we released an album, project, mixtape, EP, whatever it's called. It's 20 Summers, and it actually was mentioned as the top 20. It mentioned in the top 25 projects out of the city of Houston, number 21 to be exact, by Houston Press, and that meant a lot to us. You know, it was a rocky year for 2011, sort of. You know, not a rocky year, but we just didn't, I didn't know if 20 Summers were ever going to get finished, and it finally did. You know, we finally finished it, and I was proud of that. So that was one of the things, man, you know, that we got recognition for, as well as, you know, the Debonair Lounge. You know, like, we just had Tay Mitch on the show on episode 30, and then you just heard him on this last episode for a couple minutes. And, you know, I met Tay Mitch, and the Debonair Lounge popped off, and it was a good year for that. You know, in the last 5 months, we've been doing that, and, you know, which has been the tail end of the year, but it feels like the majority of the year. So many guests have been on the Brad Gilmore Show. Of course, we had Killa Calione. We had DJ DMD, Booker T, Kelly Kevin from ROW, Young Vaughn, Double B. Who else? Bro Dini, Rob Gillette, so many people, man. Kirko Bangs, Diamond Dallas Page, so many. Kyle Hubbard, like I said earlier, twice. There's just so many names, man, that we had on this year. And I got just to meet a lot of new people and really just figure out, you know, DeLorean, King Henry, Brie Terry, Express, Sean Fallon, Showstopper, DJ Auditory, Jack Freeman, Houston Texan, Devere Posey, Propane, Les, K-Dog. Like I said, so many people on the show this year. Slim K, Saman Ashrawi, Queen Bobby, Cam Wallace, Vinzio, Fat Tony, finally the full versions of RZA and Chamillionaire interviews that I did back in the day. And like I said, man, it's just been a blessing to find this new medium of podcasting. And it's been something that I've fallen in love with. And I want to take this time to actually, I don't know if people would find this interesting, but I want to actually let everyone know the podcast that I actually listen to. So on my what I'm subscribed to on iTunes, here we go. Obviously, we have the Adam Carolla Show, which if you're wary about podcasting as a podcaster or you're not into the podcast world yet as a listener or consumer of podcasting, I recommend the Adam Carolla Show as probably, next to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, of course, the best podcast out there today. It's just head and shoulders above so many people. The production into it, it makes you feel like it's a real, you know, like there's a stigma about online radio and podcasting that it's not like a real radio or it's not an actual thing, you know, like because it's not, you know, you can't get in your car and boom, turn on the Adam Carolla Show. The Adam Carolla Show is just so great, so, so great. And the fact that me and him have had mutual guests on our shows just astounds me. The Steve Austin Show and the Steve Austin Show Unleashed, obviously listen to, huge wrestling guy. Juan Epstein with Peter Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds. Combat Jack Show. Talk is Jericho. The Art of Wrestling. The Nerdist Podcast. By the way, with Jeff Garlin. James Bonding with the Mats. Bondcast, which is another James Bond podcast. Houston Wrestling Radio, subscribe to Grantland Sports. Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin. The Scandal Revealed podcast. Okay, I know that's a little nerdy, a little weird, but yes, I listen to the Scandal Revealed podcast. The Bret Easton Ellis podcast, which so far he's only had 6 episodes, but his guests have been Kanye West, Marilyn Manson, and Judd Apatow. So yeah, go subscribe to the Bret Easton Ellis podcast. Really, I gotta really just give a lot of love to Podcast One as a whole network. They're doing so great. I listened to Incredible Conversation with Nick Cannon, Attitude Era podcast, and just started listening today, actually, to the Solid Monster Sounds Off podcast, which I enjoy, and now playing Marvel Movie Retrospective. So yeah, I have some nerdy things I listen to, but guess what? Their podcast, and I recommend everyone to go listen to any of those, because they're very great, and especially the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand podcast. And I actually want to take this time, because in 2013, I fell in love with podcasting. I fell in love with this whole medium. I want to take this time to announce... Pause. Wait for it. Swirling. I want to take this time to announce that Brad Gilmore will have a second podcast in 2014. In January, actually. So we're just mere weeks away from the new podcast with myself and Brad Gilmore Show alum Kyle Hubbard, called The Announce Table. Yes, it's a wrestling podcast looking at the significant moments in history of professional wrestling. We'll probably, you know, talk Montreal Screwjob, Bash at the Beach 2000, the formation of the NWO, the last episode of Monday Nitro / Monday Night Raw's, you know, takeover. There's so many things to talk about in professional wrestling. The Undertaker streak, so many things that we're going to cover in this podcast. It's the Announce Table podcast, and it debuts January the 14th. On iTunes and on Podbean. I'm so excited to get this one started. It probably won't be the only podcast that you'll hear by the end of 2014 by Brad Gilmore, but make sure you stay here at home with the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Like I said, every Monday morning we've given it to you without fail. Even on the second to last day of 2013, we still brought you a show, even though it's not the normal Brad Gilmore Show that we typically bring you. Still, we gave you something because we appreciate each and every one of you who take the time to go listen to this show every Monday throughout the week. And we know it's a every Monday morning podcast, but you know, you can listen to it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can listen to it multiple times. You can listen to it whenever you want. You can listen to it weeks from now. That's why it's called the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. It's whenever you want to listen to it. And if you go to bradgilmore.podbean.com and you want to support the show monetarily, that's so appreciated. There's a little donation box. Send us whatever you can. It keeps the show going because, hey, none of us are millionaires. We're working very hard, each of us on our own individual things, let alone the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And we appreciate anything that you can do, especially, though, if you can't do any monetary, you know, contribution to the show. Your ears every week are just enough for us. We really do appreciate it. I can't stress that much. Now, if you're listening on Podbean, go over to iTunes. Please subscribe on iTunes. It helps out the algorithm. Give us a 5-star rating. Write a little review. Let us know how we're doing. And I'm actually going to give my personal email out right now. If you have any questions, concerns, suggestions on how to make this show better, or just you want to drop us a line to let us know how much you love the show or how much you hate the show, we accept it all and we appreciate it all. Send us an email. Send me an email at bradgilmore11@yahoo.com. Yes, I still have a Yahoo mail. You know why? Because I'm old school. So yeah, bradgilmore11, that's the numbers 11, at yahoo.com. Expect 2014 to be a big year for the Brad Gilmore Show. We're going to reach out, get bigger guests, bigger names, you know, even but still stay in touch with our local guys, because we're nothing without the city of Houston and the talent that the city of Houston brings to you. Expect though a little bit of a new format. We're going to change a couple things up, not too much. And guess what? Like you heard earlier in the podcast, Peaches will be back. We will have Peaches back in studio. She's been in Dallas getting everything together on her end of things, but she will be back in studio, so you will get to hear Peaches back in the Brad Gilmore Show life. Sorry if I have the sniffles. I'm actually doing this on, it's actually, I'm actually 15 minutes until it's actually January 30th, so it's actually the closest I've ever cut it on a podcast. But yeah, I just really just wanted to take this time, and I feel like this was the only time I could, to really just thank y'all. Look for more Brad Gilmore in 2014, not only with the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand and the Announce Table with Kyle Hubbard and Brad Gilmore podcasts, but also look for me, Reality of Wrestling. We're doing a lot of good stuff with Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. And make sure you go follow Booker T at BookerT5X. You will probably hear an announcement here, pretty big announcement, in the next couple of days. And if you haven't seen Christmas Chaos 8 with me, Michael Cole, The Boogeyman, Shelton Benjamin, Jimmy and Jay, The Usos, and the reunion of Harlem Heat, that's right, Booker T and Stevie Ray, go over to youtube.com/TheBookerTROW. That's TheBookerTROW, and you can see Christmas Chaos 8 for free, or you can go to the brand new realityofwrestling.com and check out Christmas Chaos 8 for absolutely free of charge to you if you're a wrestling fan. Now, we'll probably be breaking more of that down on Christmas Chaos, on the Announce Table podcast, me and Kyle Hubbard. Look for the first episode, like I said, of the Announce Table, January 14th. And also, every Monday night, Cafe 4212, Brad Gilmore, Tay Mitch, Lord Trillmore, the Duke of Debonair. I'm the Entertainment World Champion. You can see us every Monday night at the Debonair Lounge, live music. Tonight, we will have free Hennessy Black from 10:30 to 12:30. And it was just a great time. We're actually, 2011, my band is playing tonight at the Debonair Lounge, so it just should be good. Everything should be good tonight. So make sure you come on out. Like I said, I'm rambling a little bit now. It's late, but I do appreciate every person that I've met this year, every blessing. And I want to end on this note. A friend of mine, a friend of the family, Mr. Paul Welch, passed away Christmas morning. I just want to dedicate the last show of 2013 to Paul. I loved him, you know, I still love him. I didn't get to know him as long as I wanted to, but for the past year and some months, he's definitely made my family a lot happier. So Paul, you know, all the love in the world to you. I hope life, you know, on the other side is as good as the life that you provided when you were here with us. I love you. And on that note, once again, I appreciate everyone for listening. to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand in 2013. Expect the biggest things possible in 2014, brother. You know why? Because I'm the Macho Man Randy Savage, and I said so. So you, and that's for you, Hulk Hogan, listen to the Brad Gilmore Show and the Man Podcast 2014.
Yeah.
So I messed up on the ooh yeah, so here it is one more time.
Cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie. When they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony, I don't know, cause if she is, that'd be a low blow. But goddamn, way shawty give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like yo before. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls take care of me. Anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Like my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sorted as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sip mimosa, sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Hadn't been that long, but man, I'll be dead as she. It got me feeling like a crack addict. Crack addict.
Cause I'm feeling you.
And I ain't mad at it.
Cause I need you.
And my life getting high up off the ground. Cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
baby, burn, baby, burn me forever. Burn.
Thank you.
I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, left a cop at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that gym was your major source.
Another Slim K slow down.
Hokin' on Cali, sippin' on Texas. Hokin' on Cali, sippin' on Texas.
You home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanted to love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sippin' drinks, sex on the beach. Back from school, got a son to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing on me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're
home. Whole damn year we checking all scared for. I wanna know what team she's getting red for. Oh, so you don't like my new bed? It's been a while, so they think that we should talk more. Either way, my calendar say it's May, and we know damn well we're playing for the Zay. Body looking like food, and they call me Trey. I can bring that freshman 15. Let me stop by, ask you how school been. Or better yet, how the roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor, try to get you in. My bed, two people, four legs, my hands, your head, cut what I'm saying. Put your keys in, you know that you staying. Damn, why's you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, I forgot at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that June. And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, cop at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me digging that gym. Cream out, and a little bit of, and a whole lot of, just a little bit, because
you home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanted to love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, on the side. Underneath, sitting in the drum, sex on the beach. Back from school, got a son to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing on me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're
home. Last semester went by so fast. I went for the girl with a fat ass. Summertime now, when we got no class. All her pass, my brakes right fast. Like,
you want my summer, baby. You still got my number, baby. I just wanna you, baby. I ain't tryna cuff you, baby.
I know it's been a minute, I can spare a couple hours. She kinda getting resembling Rihanna. She older, wiser, tanner, smarter. And we go harder, best, faster, stronger. No, yay, I could go all day when it all falls down.
Till we drop out.
Round for round, like a pound for pound, like Pacquiao, pretty much a knockout. You remember that night, right? You saw me on stage, like a limelight. You left brain, I just wanna get your mind right. And now that the time right, we could relive this again. Do what we did, kids again. Play that game where we both win. Send a little bit of till you leave again.
You home for summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for summer, baby. On top, underneath, sippin' drunk, sex on the beach. Back from school, got sun to teach. I learned it all, they said to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
College. Let's kick it, me and new knowledge. Oh, you went out of state, so I know you gained just a little bit of mileage. But I still drive you, cause you been down since I was 5'2". Smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same room. Smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same old Lexus. Smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same room. Oh, now you wanna be an actress, movie star, count on the mattress. Girl, your name should've been perfect. Look at what they made with practice. Now I'm all on the axis, copping sax fifth with a bad plus a ass stick. But let me ask, don't you miss that bad shit? Me smacking your ass and I'm grabbing while we glue trees. And I pull weave in a 2C, make out in the move and the jacuzzi. Then I buy you some Louis and Gucci, master the P, have you agreement, ooh wee. Baby girl, work it, I need you on the team. Let's make a movie, all I need is one scene. Yeah, all I need is one scene. And when you gone, this is all on Zilla.
You home for the summer, baby. And I'm so glad you came. I just wanna love you.
DJ Candlestick Chop Stars. One time for 211, man, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down like this here. It's the official chopped up and not slopped up version, man. Slapped up, man. Holla at us on Twitter, man. Or 281-903-6222.
Reimburse those who still live in the fear. See
my artistry is a part of me, and it's hard to see where I were taught to be. But see, my artistry is a part of me, and it's hard to see where I were taught to be. But though my artistry is a part of me, and it's hard to see where I were taught to be. But those who see my pain and understand this game realize this is more. Trying to make it, no way we've made it. You say you got it, well now it's taken. You ever felt this is called passion? You ever heard this real rapping mixed with some rock and a little soul? And some people show my shows packed to the dome. Hands in the air, feet on the floor, trying to lead the stage, but they want them out. Oh, they know, they know we doing impossible. I just mic a mic and change my life. Now everything I write is reaching new heights. So we're flying high, high as a kite. Taste. So we creeped up, oh no way, got what we want, got what we taste. Need. Got in the car, increase the speed, 1, 2, 3, now you know we don't play G, AMEs, get in the room, cameras start to zoom, flowing like a flume, turn the volume up so loud, water wall sound, bring the roof down, then surf the crowd, twist it like a dread, bust a couple heads, make a little bread, then go to bed, watch y'all is out, y'all lame. We is almost famous. Where am I? What's my name? First name Brad, last name James. Living like kings, doing big things. Verse start to end, dollars start to sing. Living like kings, doing big things. Verse start to end, dollars start to sing. Living like kings, doing big things. Verse start to end, dollars start to sing. Birds flying high, look at the sky. Living life high till I die.
Birds fly.
Up on that Twitter at OG Ron C at Candlestick on at the Chop Stars. We out.
Hi, this is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Hey, check out Reality of Wrestling on the Booker T, ROW, on YouTube. Like I always say, now can you dig that, sucker?